All right. This is the MIDI Music Adventure Show. It's been a little while since I did one, because last time there was a party going on, and it would have just been too much work for me to host a party and try to do a show at the same time, so I didn't do a show last week. So today, we're going to try and do something a little bit different. I'm going to try and play through some adventure games. The votes were a tie, only a couple of votes. People got to start voting more, I think. That was between The Legend of Carandia, which is a game that has a pretty nice soundtrack that I never played through the whole game, so that could be interesting, trying to play it and without a walkthrough. I might have to look up the walkthrough to get further so we can hear more music when I'm going to play the game on the show, and let's see what happens. And of course, the other vote tied between was iMuse stuff, like Monkey Island, like you're hearing right now, one of my remixes. And I'll probably try and play Indiana Jones, one of those games, adventure games. They were pretty cool. And also today we have Arfie's joining me. Say hi.
How you doing, people? I'm here.
All right, so this should be fun. It's gonna be so much nicer for me to have somebody to talk to instead of sitting here fumbling around. It's kind of...
I know exactly how you feel, because I used to do shows on my own, and if you listen to my shows, say 2006, you'll hear the difference.
Yeah, it's like, it's just so much nicer. It's a lot less nervous too, you know. You can relax a little more, because when I'm sitting here fumbling, at least somebody else can say something. So,
as he grabs the next MIDI that he's going to play. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. I think I got to adjust the MSN thing here, because the name is probably wrong.
Pity you can't adjust DOS. I can't talk. Pity you can't adjust DOSBox to go to a separate sound card.
Well, oh, you mean the actual digital audio, I think.
Right, because it only goes to your default card.
Well, I could set my Windows card to output the same way I have TeamTalk set up right now. But again, the drawback would be that everything my computer plays in Windows would go, right, which is not ideal. Although I have most of my sounds in Windows turned off, so I mean that's plausible.
It's doable. The way I do it is, what I do is I open up, I set my default card to the where I want to stream, open DOSBox, then set the card back, and then that leaves DOSBox on the other card.
Right.
Because obviously it's got the other wave out still open, so it works out.
Yeah, I just gotta get more cables, man. I gotta just get more cables. And geez, at this point, maybe another bigger mixer, because I still don't have enough plugs to do what I need to do. It's ridiculous. There's so much stuff down there.
You need like a 16-way power strip too.
Yeah. Oh man, dude, it's crazy down here what I got. There's like, let's see, I can see two power strips on the floor right now with the UPS. There's at least three more in to the right of me, which is what the computer is connected to, and they're all going, everything goes into my backup battery power supply. So I've actually had the power go out while I'm playing like Warcraft, which is appropriate because that's what's playing right now. And it lasted for like 15 minutes, which is pretty funny. My computer's got a 1,000-watt power supply. I have a pair of Yamaha HS80s, which are 120 watts each. I have a 32-inch LCD TV that I use as a monitor, plus my audio rack and mixers all plugged into the UPS.
That's actually impressive.
I know. That's pretty impressive. It's pretty crazy. So, all right. I'm going to... Let's play something else interesting while we're waiting for me to load some more games up. How about Super Mario RPG Forest SRX Edition? It's a little
Ooh, this
quiet.
This thing's fun.
Yeah, this was neat. I actually took this from the SPC files you can extract like out of the ROM in an emulator. And I converted it to MIDI. And you convert
SPC files.
Yeah. They're all 64K, I think. It's funny. Cause that's like the actual like physical RAM size of all the sound parts on the Super Nintendo.
Right, the SNES.
Yeah.
The SNES has its own sound chip, but like the sound chip has its own RAM.
Yeah. It's
on
like
the SNES.
It's like mod is what it did. Nintendo 64 too. And alright, so
I think it's weird that Nintendo right up until the Cube used cartridges.
Yeah. This is the MIDI Music Adventure Show with me, Andrew, and Arfi joining me. Let's see.
That's me.
SVN
can,
Sam.
Right, live at tbn.net.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could say the other stuff, that would be helpful.
So live at tbn.net, free machine, all TBN live for AIM. The numbers aren't forwarded because he doesn't have a phone patch thingy.
No. But I think these days with the IM and team talk, I think is enough these days.
It is, usually.
All right, so let me. There's so many things open. I need to get more monitors, man. He says the. Sam says the 1702 number is broken, anyways. I don't know. I guess we'd have to talk to Andre about that.
Or Quinn.
Yeah.
Now you get to hear the glorious sounds of my heater because it's still noisy. This, everybody, is my heating.
Oh my god. It sounds like an old car, like an old antique car. did you turn the you turn the handle to start it?
Yeah, really.
That's so funny. Oh my god.
Film projector. It's a film projector.
Oh man. Oh, the MT32 now is not on. Let me fix that.
Oh.
There you go. I think we should have heard a little pop there. That was it turning on. Okay. And the good thing about this song that's playing is from Super Mario RPG is I made it go for 5 minutes. So it's a nice long track. So it's good for this kind of stuff. All right, I gotta minimize some things here. And let's see. All right, this I can minimize. And let's
So what was Corandia? I mean, I've heard obviously the music, but I don't know what the game's all about. And what
well, kind of- it's about like from my memory, it's the story starts and it's this evil court jester named Malcolm steals some object that makes him have all the magic in the land or something like that. I think that's literally what it says. All the magic in the land. I'm pretty sure is the quote it says in the opening like sequence of the game. And so he's evil and he starts destroying the forest and stuff and he starts turning people to stone, and they do. Then it eventually goes to you when you start the game. I forget the character's name. Because like I said, I've never really played through the game. I'm actually remembering this from what I looked at on the Wikipedia page a while ago for the game series, the Legend of Carandia series. And so you're a guy, you're the son, I guess, of the king and queen. And you're living with some other guy who's not really your grandfather, but he calls him his grandfather. And then he gets turned to stone. And like, that's when the game starts. And like, you got to figure out what's happening. And then like a tree starts talking to you, and the tree is telling you the tree is part of the, it's part of like the other world or something. And, The trees can't defend themselves because they don't know about evil or something. So like, he has to start a quest.
Wow.
So it's kind of interesting. So let me, I'll bring up the good thing about that game though, is I'm actually going to load up DOSBox right now. And, I tested it not long ago. And all of the sound for the game comes out of the MT32, the sound effects included. So it's like you should hear, I guess I'll narrate what's on the screen. And let's see what's happening. CD, Legend, and...
How does DOSBox do? I mean, I've used it for playing old FM stuff, and it does pretty well, but how does it do for actually playing games?
For games, I mean, that's... my impression is that's what it was designed for. It was for old games. So
it was designed to be an old DOS PC.
Yeah. Yeah. I've actually installed Windows 3.1 on it. Other people have gotten Windows 98 to run inside DOSBox, which I think is kind of crazy. But it's pretty cool.
How does that manage to work?
I don't know, but apparently it does. There's like YouTube videos of people running Windows 98 in DOSBox.
I mean, I understand 3.1 definitely because that's what it was designed for, but wow.
Yeah. All right. So let's see here. Main.exe. It said initializing MT32 driver. Please wait. It's a bunch of dots on the screen. Oh yeah, the annoying thing about DOSBox in a window that I don't... Oh, it's playing... You heard the sound, right?
Yep.
All right, I'm just making sure. Sometimes I forget if I have the things turned on on the mixer or not, because I hear them, but the line to the stream might be different.
So yeah, you're saying something annoying about the window.
Oh yeah. Oh, also, RP, I'm turning the that mixer that you're on down a little bit, so you can turn yourself up like 25%. You should be good. Okay, so do you hear the explosions? So we're looking at this nice island, and the forest. Malcolm, the evil jester, has broken free. He now controls the source of all magic in the land.
In the land, nice.
Yeah. Oh my god. He's laughing.
Java fundamentals, you can go away.
How dare you trip me? He tripped on a tree. There's a squirrel. But no, something special for you. A humorous hex. He's in the forest. There's trees everywhere. But I shall give fair warning. Don't jump on that tree. Boo! He scared a squirrel into the tree, and the tree exploded. 'Tis funnier that way, is it not? This guy's really evil, blowing up squirrels and trees and stuff. Dear Bryn, Malcolm has broken free. Soon he will come for me. I'm reading slow because it's putting the words on slowly. Please help Brandon. That's, I guess, the character's name I was talking about, the kid. Ah, now hear this? This is what happens when you click on the title window of a DOSBox, and it just pauses the whole thing.
Oh,
That's what I was. Oh my God, Malcolm's in the window. Oh God, he's hanging from the ceiling. He's gonna get this old guy. He snuck in. He's like went through the wall. Greetings, Kallik. Powerful leader of the Royal Mystics. Did I frighten you? Malcolm! I heard yesterday of your escape. I guess he was in jail. I said the jail. It's not in the game. I'd have expected you before now. Why would I rush? I missed a line. I rule this land. Your puny curse restrains me not. So slay me now.
Oh boy.
I have little magic left. I mean to harm you, have no doubt. Oh my God, he turned him to stone. Oh, now I missed lines because I'm looking at chat. Something cannot deny you yours. Well, he turned the old guy to stone. Now it says, below Brandon's home. There's a good, he stepped on a branch and it moved and took him into the house. That's kind of neat. The house is a tree. He always loves doing that. Grandfather,
it's a tree house theme.
What happened to you? Yeah. There's no music now, I guess. So we're looking at a room and there's the grandfather turned to stone. Let's see. I'll click on the note. I took the note. I can pick up and put down the note. I pick up this crystal. Garnet taken. Let's see. I got an apple. I'm going to put the apple in my mouth. Yum! A small snack is nice. And I get to keep the apple core. Hooray for me.
Yay.
We click on the grandfather. Grandfather, can you hear me? He's a rock. He's not saying anything. Okay, let's see. There's books. I'll click on the Mystic Book Club. How exciting. Nice covers, but lousy reading. All right, let's make some more sound. Let's see. I think if I leave the room, it starts something. Oh my God, the wall is moving. It's turning into a face because we're inside of a tree. Brandon, what? Who said that? Are you Brandon, grandson of Kallik? I am. Oh, man. People are coming in the room, and now I missed everything. I apologize. That frustrates me. Now I missed the whole cutscene. I apologize. I couldn't narrate it. Just listen to it. Mystics, magics have upset the balance of nature. Okay, I guess that's the clown guy. Well, don't you have magic? After all, you're a talking tree. Can't you use your power to fight this evil? The text on the screen is kind of slow. Evil exists only in the kingdom of man, Brandon. The land has no evil. And thus no defense against it.
How philosophical.
But the magic... I can't read this word. Now it's going too fast. The Kirajam between something... I can't read this so fast, man. I suck at this. This is why they did voiceovers. Because I can't comment on it and narrate it at the same time.
Yeah.
I need, like, another person in the room. Oh, well. The music is nice, though. And this is all MT32 music. Prepare for your journey.
Who wrote this game?
Westwood Studios, which I think are the ones that made Command & Conquer. But I might be wrong. Yeah. All right, now what? I guess I can leave the room. Now we're outside. Let's go down from the tree. The sound effects are hilarious. Let's see, we can go right. Now Now we're in the forest. I think this game looks really nice. Visually, the artwork's really nice. I think it came out in 91. All right, now we're at, there's like a pond here, and there's water falling from somewhere up above that I can't see. I bet I can catch a teardrop. Okay. What is this? Right out of the King's Quest V book? Is one of the trees crying? Got one. Teardrop placed in my inventory. That's nice. Where are these tears coming from? That's funny. Let's go right some more. Oh wait, can we go up? I guess not. Alright, now we're in the dark forest. There's a leaf falling on the screen. It's got like a aura around it. Something strange is happening here. I agree. Peridot taken. Okay. Moving along. There's something else on the ground. I'll take that sapphire. I'm gonna be rich collecting all these gems all over the place. I got a garnet, a magical teardrop, a green peridot, and a sapphire.
What game is this?
Oh, hi. This is and welcome to the show. You're on the radio now.
Hello, radio.
This is the Legend of Carandia.
Yeah, Legend of Carandia. Yeah, if anyone listening wants to come on our team talk and knows it, you're welcome to join in and chat. Music's picking up. Oh, it's not. Now we're at, what the heck is this? This altar used to glow with magic.
I once used to have these weird mixes of these songs where it was, this guy had mixed the SC-55 with the MT-32 and kind of panned them out and did weird stuff.
Oh yeah?
Is that the MT-32 engine right there?
Yeah. Yeah, in this game...
it sounds like it.
Yeah, in this game, all the sound effects and music come out of the MT-32.
Sounds just like my D-20 over there.
That's a nice bell.
Yeah. Alright, I'm at a cliff. What a view! I don't see the view, I just see the water. Why do I have to do everything, he said? I clicked on a tree. Alright, someone's sending us a message. Good old clicking on the DOSBox window pauses everything. I hate that. Maybe there's a way I can make it not do that.
What version are you running? The latest?
0.72. Because I use this like GUI front end called Defend.
Ah.
Because it's really nice, because like it just makes the whole thing in a GUI, and you could set up profiles for different games, so you don't have to like manually adjust like CPU throttling and things. Someone's asking, nice. What's a DOSBox? A DOSBox is a program that basically emulates an old DOS computer, so you can play old video games and things like that on a modern machine. Because a lot of the old games were dependent on the fact that you had a computer of the time, something like 66 megahertz, and they based some of the things they did off of the fact of how fast the CPU was. So if you have like a 66 megahertz DX2 compared to like my Q9650 quad core, it's like, it's so much faster that the game just doesn't work. So it's like all kinds of issues like that. I mean, that's just one of many examples of why you use DOSBox for old games and things.
And let's not even go into NTVDM. Let's not go there.
Ever since I got DOSBox to work properly, I just deleted that. That thing, that's useless compared to having DOSBox working properly, in my opinion.
Now, see, up until even Windows 98 was cool because it still had a DOS subsystem.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could still do stuff.
Right.
Oh, and this emulator is not just a Windows thing either. It'll run on Mac or Linux. So,
yeah,
I mean, if you've got those systems,
cool,
you can do this too.
All right, I don't know what to do. I'm not going back and forth. I think if I go back to the starting point, I was able to go left, maybe. Let's see. Maybe not. I'm in the dark forest and I can't get out. That's not good. I'm just going from screen to screen. Okay, I found the teardrop pond thing. Can I go up? We're below Brandon's home now, where we started. Alright, now what happened? This willow looks half dead. This whole scene is a tree. That's a big dent. The dent looks suspiciously like the teardrop icon in my inventory. So I will use it on the dent. Hey, the teardrop fits. Wow. The guy said that, not me. But it turned in it. The tree came back to life. He healed the willow tree. Except he said I healed the willow tree. That was amazing, Brandon. Some guy walked on the screen. He's telling him it's amazing. Want to play? What? I'll show you this marble I found. Sorry, I can't play now, Merith. I'm pretty sure Merith is a boy. But let me see that marble. Whoa, he runs fast. Oh great, I have to catch him first, even better. I might have to slow down the game speed to do this. Oh my god, he runs so much faster than my guy. There's no way I'll catch him. Can't you move any faster? Apparently not. There, my guy says, I'm not chasing you. Tell him.
I wonder if he used to have a whole buttload of Game Boy Advance and stuff ROMs. And he used to play everything at double speed. It was funny.
Oh, man.
And he'd be playing Pokemon or whatever, and so we have these massive non-fight scenes, so he just speeds through it. It was fun.
Oh man, I never played those games. You're following pretty close for someone who's not chasing me. Okay. I just keep going to the next screen where he goes, so I don't know, maybe eventually I'll win. Oh, he disappeared. He's not on this one scene. Maybe I gotta go up. Oh, he's stuck to a tree. Thought I'd sneak around the other way, huh? Okay, he's like, the kid's looking the other way and I'm behind him. He's sneaking up. He touched his... He jumped off the screen. Wow. We must have scared him. Let go of the branch, Merith. I'll catch you. Oh, my. Oh, he fell right out of the tree. Very funny.
Oof.
We didn't catch him. You can have the marvel. I'm not playing with you anymore. That's funny.
Thanks.
Yeah. I guess this marvel's pretty important. We had to go through all this work. Marble taken. That's funny. Let's see. It is 8:35. Oh, I can put this marble. I went to the next screen. I wish I had a horse to ride. Why would he say that?
That was random.
Oh, when I click on the guy, he just says random things, apparently. I click on him again. Let's see. Why do I have to do everything? I wish I had a horse to ride. I can't believe they let this happen. And then it loops. The marble can go on the altar, it looks like. Oh, perfect fit. Must be fixed now. It's humming. The altar radiates in intense magic. I don't know what to do now. Let's see. We could, a tall cliff. Throw the apple core off the cliff. Oh, just dropped it where he was. That's lame. We could load up ScumVM now and screw around with some of those games.
Ooh, why don't we do that?
All right. Let's see. Options. I'll save this game.
Wow, I hear some dropout or something there.
You did?
Something was going on.
Well, when I went to the game menu, it like changed something. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, when I go in and out of the options window, apparently it does that.
I guess it has to. Yay for no multitasking in those days.
Yeah. Let's see. Quit playing. Are you sure you want to quit playing? Yes. All right. Let's see. LS. Oh, yeah. I'm in DOSBox, but they have an LS command. That's funny.
LS.
Yeah. Let's see. How about... All right, let's exit DOSBox. Let me find my ScumVM. ScumVM. It's loading up. So I've got Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis or Monkey Island 2. Which should we load up?
I haven't heard Indiana, so why don't we... played it for something different.
Alright, let me reset the MT. Okay. Okay, let's see. Sam wants to hear Monkey Island 2. Let's see. We got about 20 minutes, so we can try and load up both of them. Sometimes what's really weird about the Indiana Jones game is sometimes it's like it doesn't set up, like it doesn't start the audio properly. I don't know, and I don't know why. Like I just keep reloading the game until it works. It's kind of weird.
Probably an emulation quirk.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. Override, general settings. Let's load this up and see what goes. See, that's definitely wrong. At least I think it's wrong. Let's see. We'll know when the theme starts if it sounds awful that it didn't work. I guess that's right. I don't know.
Yeah, sounds like it worked.
Oh yeah, you won't hear all the voiceover and stuff.
Oh, Sound Blaster?
Yeah. Although it will be kind of neat to listen to it and like hear all the iMuse transitions that occur to what's happening. See, like, Indy just came through a window and, all right, Jones, how are you going to find all that find that statue in all this junk? So let's see. I forget how to get out of this room. It's pretty funny, the beginning of this game. He, like, keeps falling through the floor. It's pretty hilarious.
Wow.
There we go. Oof. His hat fell on his head. His hat always ends up where it's supposed to go. That's what I always loved about Indy. He's just sitting on the floor now. He's just laying there. He's passed out. He fell through the ceiling. Oh, he's getting up. Here we go. There's a gaping hole in this floor. Looks dangerous. Rope. Click on the rope. Oh my god, a statue fell on his head and he fell through the ceiling again.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? Now he's passed out on the next floor. He's in a library. We have to wait for him to wake up. Because it's like the opening credits. It's like this is like the greatest opening credits of a LucasArts game, I think. Like, of a VGA LucasArts game. Because it's like you're like playing the game, but they're just running the opening credits like during this whole time. As he just falls through ceilings. Let's see. Got this whole wall is books on tools. Let's see what he says. I think I've read them all. Let's see, what are these? I don't need them, they're just textbooks. Books on pots. Let's see. Books on statues.
What Star Wars games themed did the Lucas release?
Oh,
obviously,
no.
X-Wing versus TIE Fighter.
Yeah, I don't have... I gotta get those. He fell through a floor again, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, bang.
From the music. Now we're in a room with a whole bunch of like cat-like creature statues.
Well, we're Egyptian, you gotta have that, you know?
Right, yeah. Fate of Atlantis. Let's see. Cat figurine. Let's click on it.
Meow.
A cheap copy of a Siamese idol. He said it and he sounded very unimpressed. I must emphasize that. A cheap copy of a sign. Let's try another one. Oh my god, that one's a real cat. It woke up and yelled at him and he fell down the stairs. Now we're in the basement next to the furnace. Hey, Denny Delk did some of the voiceover in this. He's really funny. He's the voice of Murray, the evil demonic skull. From Monkey Island 3.
Murray.
Among other... Yeah.
Funny.
He's,
You don't want to take me? You don't want to take me?
You picked the anchor? After all we've been through together. Let's see. Oh, it wasn't stairs. It was a coal chute. Let's see. I'm opening up these lockers. That's the MT-302 plays the door opening sound, I think. You hear it, right?
Yeah, it is.
Middle locker. Nothing in there. Oh my god. Here's what he's been searching for. The horn statue inside a locker next to the furnace in the basement of this, I'm assuming it's a museum. He clicked on it. It's like, it was a strange looking thing. He wonders where Marcus picked it up. Now he's walking out the door. Looks like, I think this is the college where he teaches. And he walked out the door. He's going to another building. There's two guys talking. He's back. You don't look at all well, Dr. Jones, says the guy with the accent who sounds German. Smith.
You don't look at all well.
Yeah. You find a lock to match my key? You bet I did. Wow. I'll have to figure out how to pipe the digital audio into this. There's too much happening. So let's see. So he's opening the idol. It's an obvious fake, Indy says. There's a small metal pearl inside of it, though. He still thinks it's a fake. Oh my god! The guy's pointing a gun at us. There's also, it's Indy and Marcus. And this other guy. Who is Fritz? Oh, Indy's beating him up. They're fighting. Oh, he's punching him in the face. Oh, he jumped out the window. And he stole his jacket. Indy took the other guy's jacket, but he escapes.
Nice.
Klaus Kerner. He's some sort of agent from the Third Reich. What does a spy want with a phony statue? He lied. He doesn't think it's a phony. He just can't place the style, but it's old, real old. Uh-oh. This is getting spooky. He had an old copy of National Archaeology with Indy and some girl on the cover. His first real job, Jastrow Expedition. Sophia Hapgood was his assistant. A spoiled rich kid from Boston rebelling against her family.
Boston.
She gave up archaeology to become a psychic.
Wow. Oh, remember the Sierra song? I want to be an archaeologist.
Oh, man.
No, it was the girl sings I want to marry an archaeologist. That's what it was.
Oh. So they were talking and now we're on the map screen where the line shows us where Indy's been going. Now we're outside. It looks like a movie theater, but it's, I guess, not a movie theater. It's some kind of theater, though. That's what it looks like, I mean. Madam Sophia, tonight. Let's see. It's 8:50. Why don't we load up Monkey Island 2 so you can hear the correct MT-32 versions of that for a little bit. I'll show off some of the iMuse there.
That works, as I have to head off with about 1 to go to class. Yay.
Cool. All right. Let's quit. And... Oops. There's so many windows open, I can't find my ScumVM icon. There it is. Let's reopen that. Reset the MT32. And load MI2. All right, it's playing a couple of ad lib noises at this starting screen. There we go. I want all the puzzles I chose. All right. So let's see. So Guybrush is hanging from a rope with holding a chest in his arm, and Elaine came down and they're talking. And he asks her for help, and she says, "How did you get into this mess? It's kind of a long story." "That's okay, I've got time." I love it. "Well, it all started on Scav Island." That's funny. His admiring fans pressured him into telling his LeChuck evaporating story again.
Oh, boy.
Someday I'll have to do this with the special edition with the voiceovers, because they're great. Dominic Armada is awesome as Guybrush every time. So this is the opening credit sequence, which I just read on the Quest Studios forums that they, I think, put back into the special edition in a patch recently. I'll have to check that out.
Wow.
Because, like, they took this opening credit sequence out. It's not in it. It wasn't in the special edition of Monkey 2 when they released it. And a lot of us were pissed. The other thing, though, that's more annoying is the classic mode MT32 music. Half of it is wrong.
They recorded it wrong?
Yeah. Like, they forgot patch changes. Because some of the patch changes, I'm assuming, are in the actual game code as SysX, and they were just taking all the MIDI data out and just playing it and recording it instead of, you know. The guys that did the special edition's remix soundtrack for the updated version, I don't think had anything to do with that. I think it had to have been a separate team. Because the amount of work to record multi-track for iMuse, for Monkey Island 2, for the whole game twice. I mean, despite that they got a couple of things, a lot of the tracks in the classic mode wrong, the effort is still very impressive. Because that's so much recording work and reconfiguring the multi-tracking in digital audio for iMuse to work in the game. It's really impressive work. Even though that some of it is not correct. Deep in the Caribbean, Scab Island. They're sitting at a fire telling these two guys about... So I bust in the church and say, "Now you're in for it, you villainous bag of barnacle bait." And then LeChuck cries, "Guybrush, please, no more. I can't take it anymore. I think I know how you must have felt," some other guy says. "Yeah, if I hear this story one more time, I'm going to be crying myself." "Don't you have any new stories?" "Well, actually, that's why I'm here on Scab Island. I'm on a whole new adventure." I love this. "Growing a mustache?" "No, bigger than that." "A beard?"
"Oh, boy."
"No, I'm in search of treasure. The biggest treasure of them all. A treasure so valuable, so well hidden, that it haunts the dreams of every pirate on the seven seas." "You mean Big Whoop?" I skipped ahead. I said it before they did. Both of them said it at the same time. "None other." "Then why'd you come here?" "There's no treasure on Scab Island." "Well, I didn't know that before. Now I'm trying to charter a ship and look somewhere else. When I return, I'll have riches galore and a whole new story." This is such a great game. "Or you'll have died trying. Either way, we won't have to hear about LeChuck anymore." Those guys are funny. All right, and he's walking off screen. Ha! Those guys wouldn't know a good story even if they paid $50 for it. When I find Big Whoop, I'll become a legend among pirates for generations to come. If I could only charter a ship and get off this stinking island. Part 1, The Largo Embargo. This is such a great game. What's really funny about this game, though... Oh, yes, the first bridge. Let's see. I'm gonna walk this way. Oh, God. Oh, I clicked the wrong... I clicked out of the scum VM window. Ah, come back. There we go. So Largo's taunting us. You ain't from these parts, are you? This here's a toll bridge. You gotta pay. He's short little guy. Let's see. I don't pay for nothing. I'm a pirate. That's my favorite response. Tough guy, eh? He picked up Guybrush. He's holding him over the bridge by his foot. Help, please. Ha ha ha. Scream as loud as you want. There are no police on Scav Island. All right, I'm going to let the music play because I wanted to say something. What was always funny about Monkey Island, before they ever announced the special editions, we're running out of time. Before they ever announced the special editions, I was always like, I would be, after Monkey Island 3, which was the first one that had voiceovers and stuff, I would play the old games and like in my head, like before hearing the voiceovers, you would hear it in like your own voice or, you know, however you read stuff and like characters in your mind when you're reading something like a game or I suppose anything else, you know?
Yeah, right.
Like, Sam says, good show. He liked it. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I think this has been the best one yet. But so what I was saying, like how you would say things and articulate, you know, the dialogue and would be one way. And then after hearing like the voiceovers, then it like totally changes in your mind. And it's like when I'm playing these games, what always amazed me is as again I said, before they ever announced special editions, I would play the games and imagine how Dominic Armada would be saying the lines in my head when I'm reading them. And what always amazes me is they did the special editions and almost half of the lines, he says them like almost exactly how I imagined he actually would say the lines, which to me, I always thought was just
scary.
Like some kind of cosmic, amazing coincidence or I don't know what, but... it's pretty cool stuff. So let's see. Let's our choices. Then who eats the donuts and roughs up the transients? I roughs up what needs roughing up. On this island, I forgot the on. I'm saying some of the lines because I actually know them, but I forgot the on this island part. Hey, you're loaded. This is my lucky night. Remember, wherever you go on sea or land, you can never hide from Largo LeGrand. He's not even done saying that yet. Because I know all the lines. Because I've played this game so many times. Tough town. I guess I should have got those traveler's checks. So he took all of our money. We had like, our whole inventory was filled with money and bonds and money that shouldn't exist in pirate times. It's really funny. So this has been the MIDI Music Adventure Show. And we're going to be... signing off. So thanks for listening.
We're going to be monkeying our way out of here.
Yeah, man. See you later.
Baba.
All right, I disconnected. We're not streaming anymore.
Oh, well.
So it's just you and I listening to it now because I'm on other windows. I'm just letting scum go through. I'm still recording us, though. So so I'll cut off the end. So that was a lot of fun. All right. I stopped streaming. So I can, let me exit Monkey. And
I'm guessing iMuse. I mean, if you only had an ad lib, the iMuse engine would still work. It obviously just wouldn't sound as good.
What do you mean?
Like, if you only had an ad lib and you set that as your card to play music, the iMuse would still do its thing, just obviously wouldn't sound as good.
Right, yeah, yeah. All the music articulations would be exactly the same. So, yeah, that's what's cool about it.
And I actually heard some of that FM stuff, and for what it was, compared to what typically was around, it didn't sound that bad for FM.
Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. Compared to the MT, I don't know.
Yes, it's nothing.
I'm trying to decide if I should leave us chatting in the podcast when I upload it or not. That would be funny.
Maybe have that as like a fade out type.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a good idea. All right, I'm gonna hit the stop button.